This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Rose Dalton, filling in for Shannon Lukens. Today is Celebrate Colorado Day. Colorado Parks and Wildlife is offering free entry to all Colorado state parks. It's free to visit and boat and hike at places like Pearl Lake and Steamboat Lake, Stagecoach, Elk Head Reservoir, and Yampa River State Park. Remember to dress for the weather and wear a life jacket. Be careful with your campfire, throw your trash away, and be bear aware. For a link to a park finder, visit steamboatradio.com. Colorado Northwestern Community College in Craig has partnered with Northwest Colorado Arts Council to offer their art space to the Moffitt County community. Not only will college classes still be offered, but it will include arts classes for seniors and youth. Here's CNCC Dean of Arts and Sciences, Jesse LaRose.
We want to do community, like open it up so the community can use our space. We want to be leaders and create community programming. And we want to still do the college arts thing that we're supposed to do. That's part of our mission. And so absolutely, credit-bearing 2D art, ceramics. We want to continue on to some bigger things like sculpture and maybe 2D design and stuff like that.
LaRose thinks the new classes through the Northwest Colorado Arts Council will start to be offered to the community in the fall. Steamboat Springs swim team head coach Patty Worsley has retired as the longtime swim coach in Steamboat. Worsley has been involved as the local swim coach since 1999. There is a retirement party for her today at 5 at Old Town Hot Springs for all past and present swimmers and their families and friends. The Rubber Ducky Race for Hospice in Craig is August 6th during the Moffitt County Balloon Festival. Rubber duck retrievers are needed to collect the ducks in the river at the finish line from 11 to noon at Loudy Simpson Park. If you can help, you get a duck to enter in the race. Reach out to Kylie at Northwest Colorado Health at 970-871-7609 to volunteer. According to the U.S. Forest Service, the status of cleanup and rehabilitation work at the site of the 50th anniversary Rainbow Gathering in North Route County is progressing slowly. About 30 to 40 Rainbow Gathering attendees remain on site and are working with the guidance of a team of Forest Service resource specialists. Other Rainbow Gathering campers who are not helping with rehab efforts have been asked to move along. Most of the piles of trash and recyclable materials left behind have been hauled away by Rainbow volunteers. I'm Rose Dalton, first with local news, weather, and sports. Access anytime at steamboatradio.com.